My balls was hot. 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 My balls was
hot. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
And welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country. As always, on the other end of the way.
It's me, boy.
That's right. Coming at you from the main show, Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. It's been a little while since we've done a main show. Well, we didn't do one last week because I was in a debate. Right?
Yeah, you should talk about how your debate went.
So from my perspective, we'll just start here. We'll be brief so we don't spend too much time on it. But I had to push a little church house creeper out. I felt as if I could have done better on my end. I think that it was my first debate, so I was a little nervous. I could have been a little bit more accurate with some of my statements of how I was trying to get it out. But the guy rage quit. He rage quit at about like the hour mark, which is kind of remarkable considering it was my first debate on that platform. Modern day debate. Oh, I lost Boya. We lost Boya. Did we lose Boya?
I'm back.
Okay, that was weird.
It's fucking super weird.
Super weird. I'll just shout. There's going to be a giant space of nothing. That's easy to find. So, yeah, the dude rage quit at an hour. Finally got to spectroscopy. He didn't want to talk about it. And I know why. Like, I know why globally don't want to talk about it. And then they've always brought it up in debates and not a whole lot of, like, flat earthers will touch it. And I was like, oh, spectroscopy, let's talk about it. And then I brought it up, and then he just kept interrupting me. And the moderator's like, okay, I have to mute you because I've asked you not to. And then he gets muted. He just backs out of the debate. So it's kind of funny.
Hell yeah.
It was kind of funny. I was like, damn, first debate on this platform, and I got somebody rage quitting.
Yeah. Already.
It was though. I was literally supposed to do a debate on the same channel yesterday. They invited me back to debate this guy named Ozian for a flat earth debate, and I was going to do it. Except for this weekend, everybody in the family got sick.
Nice.
So it was like a sinus pressure, headache, raspy throat. My throat was super raw when I woke up on Sunday. And then just really bad allergies, and everybody, like even Storm Shadow had a cough.
Yeah.
The wife, she's going not around feeling out great. Here too. I felt bad though because I was like, man, just give me both of their sicknesses. I don't want my 32-week pregnant wife to be sick, as well as I don't want my 3-year-old to be sick.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a rough weekend. So I do have it rescheduled for next Sunday. Nice. So stay tuned for that.
Heck
yeah. Well, of course, we'll do a promotion for that. Dude, real quick, let's get into some of the interactions since we missed last week. We have some this week. Let me get our music going. Oh, man, I thought I uploaded it. Oh, I did. Okay, here we go. So, you might remember this one. Episode titled Collapsing Bridges and Impish Behavior. Come in. You can hear the audio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Dr. Disrespect, for all that you do. All right. Paul A says, hot damn. I've got an 07 with 190K on it. Oh, he must be talking. He's talking about the truck.
Yeah.
Mamon Dragon coming in.
Back again.
Really good episode, guys. Hands down, my favorite time of the week. To get a new episode, PSB Country is gay. Love it. Love it. Love it. Matthew Lane, I forgot to ask you this. Everyone kept saying it was electrical wires breaking where the bridge snaps. I instantly said Big Country knows. So the only issue I have with that is that it should only be one time. So as soon as it phases once, it'll go all the way back to where it originated from, and it won't keep phasing like that.
Right.
That's not how it
should. Now, like I said, I don't think it was demolition. I think you got a lot of heavy steel and concrete snapping. You're bound to see some sparks there. I don't know. I don't know if I can get behind that one, but let's forge on.
It's difficult only because so many bridge collapses just systematically kept happening.
Yeah.
Although, it's very similar to something that happened a few months back, maybe even a year ago now, the train derailment thing.
Yeah.
And that it was like, big. Well, actually, yeah. Train derailments happen all the time. We were just absolutely, like, just so happened to be paying attention
to it. Focused on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hard to say. Hard to say. All I know is don't get vaccinated. All right. Colleen Johnson here says, I am very independent, but at the end of the day, I want my husband to protect and defend me. Big Country is gay. I'm loving this. Hooligans, hooliganettes, keep it coming. This is Colleen Johnson. Like, I'm loving this. This is coming from a female, from a woman. I'm digging
she
it.
She gets it. She's on board.
She's on board. I think this should be a t-shirt, boya. You know what I'm saying? I think this would really be a t-shirt. Did he freeze again? Holy Santa Claus shit. Okay, you're back.
I'm back.
That was weird. He froze again. I'm thinking that should be a t-shirt, dude.
I'm okay with you making a Big Country is Gay t-shirt, dude.
You know what I'm saying? All profits go to charity. Goes to the AIDS Foundation or something like that.
Yeah, some gay shit like that.
So, all right, let's go through a couple more.
Your favorite WNBA team.
Oh, that would be dope. It would go to the Caitlin Clark. Is that her name?
Yeah.
The woman who's going to save the WNBA. Save the WNBA?
Sure.
Oh, boy. Why is another one got flagged? Oh. You're going to love this one, hooligans and hooliganettes. This one was flagged by Spotify, by Spotify's content moderation service. This is episode 192, Realizing Health with Dr. So. Why did our music stop? Oh, I didn't loop it.
I also know there's like five or six guys.
This is John. He said federal government is gay.
I got him.
That's getting published.
Like, hey, you can call Big Country whatever you want, but you watch what the fuck you say about Uncle Sam.
So stupid.
Super gay.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. I actually had a lot of people asking about when the next What If episode is coming out.
Nice.
And fear not, hooligans and hooliganettes who want to share that with friends and family, because it's a short, sweet, get to the point.
Just in and out. Quickie.
Like, we've got enough time to go in the laundry room and make it happen.
Yeah, kids busy with fucking Cheez-Its. Let's get busy getting busy.
Gluten-free Cheez-Its. So we're actually going to be recording that tonight. So it will release this week. And sorry, take a sip there. It'll be on actual the What If channel. It'll be linked in the episode description so you can find it, because it's difficult to find because there's only one episode posted there right now, but there'll be three by the end of this evening. So that way, remember, moving forward, What If will be its own show through its own host, I guess. But if you ever can't find it, it'll always be linked in the episode description. WBC Tavern is where you can support the show. You can get t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, socks, a beer koozie, sweatshirts, Trapper Keeper. Tell you what, I'm going to put up a poll. If you guys want a Trapper Keeper with hooligan faces on it, let us know. We're going to put a poll.
Where do we get custom trapper keepers from? We're making promises we can't keep now.
I don't know, dude. We're gonna find it. If you're too young to know what a trapper keeper is, you might not be old enough to listen to this show. How dope would that be, dude? Just boy his face on a trapper keeper.
I'd buy a few for sure.
I'd buy a few for sure. Totally, totally. We have a TikTok now. Pretty much all of the TikTok thus far has been me talking about Flat Earth and then fighting trolls. I could say anything. We could say anything we wanted to on TikTok about any conspiracy we wanted to. As soon as I mention Flat Earth, it's like,
yeah.
Like the horde of fucking retards come out to just start yelling at me for it. I'm like, it's so weird.
All the bots.
Well, it is, and then it's like, so do you guys want to debate about it? And they're like, why would I? Come on.
Why would I even waste my time?
So ridiculous. So ridiculous. But if you do want to see me debate live, we'll post some stuff on all of our social media for that. We do have a Telegram group. Check us out on Telegram, Instagram, TikTok, WBConspiracies.com, WC Tavern. Am I forgetting anything, boy? I think that's
about it. Yeah, I just made it up. You said Rockfin?
Rockfin, Rumble, Kick.
All that.
Yeah, we're all over the place. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We're
everywhere like cat hair, baby.
We're like the real COVID. Spreading. Like
that. Spreading.
Contagious.
Yeah. We're everywhere. All right.
Thanks so much, Doc, for serenading the hooligans tonight. If you guys can't get down with that, I got two words for you.
Kill yourself.
Okay. All right, Biden.
I'm just joking, guys.
Two words. Made in America.
USA.
Jesus. That is, if you can believe, the leader of the free world. Tight.
Shit.
So, tonight's episode, speaking of leader of the free world, we're on the verge of World War III. So Iran's throwing missiles at Israel. Israel's throwing stuff back at Iran. Very, very odd. So Israel, Iran, throwing shit back and forth. And here's the most amazing thing, and we've talked about this on the show before. If you haven't realized that the left and the right are on the same fucking team,
yeah.
What are you doing? Where have you been?
Yeah, same click.
It's the same. They go to the same country clubs. They jack off to the same porn. Mm-hmm. They snort the same type of cocaine. Yeah. They embezzle the same amount of money that they print for free and then loan for you at interest. They're the same thing. Okay. Yeah. It's WWE political style.
Yeah. It's theater.
That's all it is. Because we had a vote recently. That went to the House. And what was it split? 212 to 212 or something like that?
Something stupid, yeah.
Who cares? Name a number, 500 to 500. I don't care how many people are in Congress because it doesn't matter. And the tie vote goes to Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Who's a conservative?
Yeah.
Right? And the vote was to do away with warrants for searching you, for searching your shit.
Yeah.
Right. Notice Fourth Amendment.
Right.
And he voted no.
Yeah.
And there's also 212. It could have been 500. It could have been 1,000. Who cares? Whatever the number is, that still voted yes.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there believes that they're on the different, they're on separate teams, you've got to wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. That was for basically allowing them to spy on us. Mm-hmm. was that fucking whole bill. They wanted to end it. And it happened the last time they wanted to end it. I believe Trump was in office when they voted for it.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, nah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, dude, they're the same shit.
It really is, man. And
it's different animals.
It is. And so here come all the warmongering, drum beating Republicans now that Iran's throwing rockets at Israel.
Yeah, we got to do our duty and protect Israel.
And so Biden comes out and says, we need to hurry up and pass this financial relief bill.
Yeah.
Check it out, dude. We're giving money to Israel,
mm-hmm.
Ukraine.
Yep.
Ukraine needs more money, I guess.
Duh. They're out. It's that time of the month again. I feel like it's just fucking alimony payments to all our ex-wives, dude. Like, that's what it feels like, you know?
Yeah. And we're also giving money to Gaza. And I was like, okay.
You want to know why? Because they want to fucking build a canal there. So essentially the canal that the Suez Canal, right? We all know the Suez Canal. We remember the Suez Canal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a venture between the British and Egypt. That's why those two countries are pretty wealthy, right?
Yep.
And so the idea is, well, fuck, man. If there was a canal running right through Gaza, do you know how much more money we could make, you know, letting ships pass, having them pay to get passage through there instead of going through the Suez Canal? It'll fucking cut time in half. You know what I mean? So having that in our back pocket will make us very wealthy as a government. The people in charge, you know, it'll make them very wealthy. So that's the fucking plan, dude. So now if you're funding Gaza and you're funding Israel to bomb the shit out of Gaza, you know, what they've been demolishing buildings there. They've got fucking bulldozers everywhere. They're clearly clearing something out for something else. You know what I mean?
Sure. Doesn't Joe Biden in this picture look like that fucking one puppet?
Yes, he does.
From that guy. What's that guy's name?
Dunham. Something Dunham.
Yeah, Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham. Yeah,
Old man puppet. I got to bring it up on screen just so everybody sees what we're talking about. If you're not,
they're both puppets. You can both get wrist deep in each one. You know what I mean?
Damn, dude.
There he is, Walter.
Walter, how is this not this? That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so Biden urges Congress to end impasse and send aid to Israel and Ukraine. U.S. President appeals come as House Speaker Mike Johnson unveils plan to bring funding bills for a vote. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Citing Iran's weekend attack against the U.S. ally, you mean puppet, President Joe Biden on Wednesday urged lawmakers to pass stalled legislation that would provide billions in military and other aid to Israel. Why does Israel need billions of military aid? The only thing Israel exports is terrorism and weapons. That's it.
Yeah. Terrorism. I'd sprinkle a little espionage in there.
And some sexy ass women. That's about all I know.
Fucking banging women, yeah.
Man, what's up, Gal Gadot? You know what I'm saying? In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, Biden wrote, if Iran succeeds in significantly escalating its assault on Israel, the U.S. could be drawn in. Oh, goody.
That's what they want, dude. This has been a wet dream of, you know, the core of what you want to call the swamp, right? Stacey Abrams has been waiting. He's just got this caged erection waiting to burst every time he hears, like, we might go to war with Russia.
Wait, Stacey Abrams?
Yeah, dude.
The big black bitch?
No, not Stacey Abrams. Fucking, what's his fuck? Anyways, they've been dying to go to war with Russia and with Iran. Like,
this is true?
Oh, yeah. This has been like the play since when they thought Hillary was going to win. They if Hillary had won instead of Trump, we would be knee deep in wars already with at least two of the three that they want to go to war with.
That's right. That is correct. Israel is our strongest partner in the Middle East. It's unthinkable that we would stand by it is, well, it is unthinkable that we would stand by if its defenses were weakened and Iran was able to carry out the destruction it intended this weekend.
Stupid.
We really need to bring ourselves all the way back as to why the Iran even attacked them in the first place. we can make that outcome less likely by replenishing Israel's air defenses and providing military aid now so its defenses can remain fully stocked and ready. Oh, I highly doubt they run out of anything. Biden's appeal has come just days after Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones on Sunday, its retaliation for a deadly Israeli bombing of the Iranian consulate in Syria's capital, Damascus, earlier this month.
Yeah.
How dare they? Why wouldn't that have been the first paragraph, you think?
Dude, because the idea is to draw the United States into conflict again, right? So I wouldn't doubt if, you know, this was Israel's whole idea was to bomb that consulate, then knowing Iran is going to retaliate, go, hey, look what they just did. Are you guys going to stand there or are you going to help us? You know? Yeah. So it's very like they, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's an ally country or not. They want the United States to get into this shit so they could kick off the Third World War.
Correct.
Like as a whole, dude, the world's economy is ass right now.
Asshole.
And there's nothing that fixes economy more than a big ass war.
Yeah, dude, and quite frankly, that what I have highlighted on screen right now, if you're just listening, you should be watching. But what I have highlighted on screen right now is the precipice of how we got here.
Yeah.
Right? Iran bombs Israel in retaliation for a deadly Israeli bombing of the Iranian consulate in Syria's capital, Damascus, earlier this month.
Yeah.
Now ask yourself this question. Why? Because I always hear this argument, and it usually comes from conservatives. They'll say, Israel is the most Christian nation in the Middle East, and they're our greatest. I'm like, no, they're not. They fucking hate Christians. What are you talking about?
They were fucking locking up Christians and priests, and they beat the shit out of Christians in the street. Like, there's videos of them beating the shit out of priests.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I'm going to go ahead and put this ticker on the bottom of the screen in case anybody loses sight of what exactly we are talking about here. So that way, if you're watching it, rolling across there, that Iran bombs Israel because Israel bombs Iran. Here's the thing, man. And this is what people really have to understand. Like they're trying to get us to the point of fulfilling the Third World War.
Yeah.
Now I made, I made this meme gif, whatever you want to call it, and it was actually censored on TikTok, surprisingly enough.
If it's remotely viewed as an insult to Israel, then they'll censor it.
Well, yeah. The thing was, though, is like, it was a historical. So they did uncensor it. Okay, so I'm going to share that now. Let me make sure. I'm going to make sure you can all see. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to move your window just so everybody can see it. I'm just going to screen that lip. Okay. Now Albert Pike wrote this shit in 1871. Okay, now this is just one part of the letter that he wrote concerning three world wars. Now this is, mind you, this was written before the First World War happened.
Right.
Okay. The interesting thing about it is if you read the whole letter, when he talks about the Second World War, it was going to be the communists versus the fascists, also known as the Nazis. Mm-hmm. Nazi wasn't even a word yet.
No.
it wasn't even used until 1920 by a Jewish propagandist as a slur towards the National Socialist Party or the NSDAP. Written in 1871. That should be like eye-opening for everybody.
Yeah.
That this dude wrote a letter, right, 40 years before the First World War broke out, and had the second one lined up and seemingly has a third one right in his fucking crosshairs.
Yeah.
Right on the money, using words that hadn't even been derived yet. And everybody's like, okay, it's a conspiracy theorist. So the interesting thing about this is it did get censored on TikTok, and I appealed it saying that this was literally a letter that was written, and it was displayed in the British Museum up until 1971 till they removed it. Mm. Anyways, the Third World War, this is what Albert Pike said about it. This is in quotation here. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agitator of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. Oh my God, like Israel and Iran. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, or the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, and spiritual and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. And if you think about it, dude, this is kind of literally what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100% it is.
In the United States.
Yeah. All the liberal hive mind that we have going on, they're okay with being, honestly, complete savages. They mutilate their bodies in the name of their feelings, yeah, right?
People running around in dog masks.
Yeah.
Urinating in boxes.
If you are displaying your faith of any kind, they shit all over you. You know, they despise everything that is normal and moral. Mm-hmm. They are definitely as described here in his letter.
That's right. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries. He's talking about us.
Yeah.
He's talking about the hooligans and the hooliganettes. He's talking about all the people that show up to the tavern and light up a cigarette while they're suited and booted in a three-piece right. suit. fuck! We'll exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity whose delstic spirits will, from that moment, be without compass or direction, anxious for any ideal, but without knowing where to render adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, goody, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement that will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. This guy's a fucking psychopath.
That's wild, dude.
I think the music was fitting, too.
Yeah. So essentially, the world just eats itself, right?
Yeah.
Because... Yeah. But man, like, they're really trying really hard to make it seem like these retards who cut their tits and dicks off are like capable of sustaining against a majority of people who just want to be left the fuck alone.
Well, and remember what he said, they are the world minority of revolutionaries.
They are.
How many times have we seen literally videos on
1% of the population, less than 1%.
Right. How many times have we seen on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all these different platforms, Facebook, where they talk about, like, we are starting a revolution of yeah. pits with wieners.
Yeah. It's like, dude, what are you talking about?
We're coming for your kids.
Like, no one even knew you were coming, all right? Because we work full time, all right? You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know, man. Yeah, that you got me in the first half, But that second half, dude, I'm not digging that. I'm not losing, dude.
I'm not gonna fucking lose.
Back to the article. Top Israel officials have said they intend to hit back at Iran after Sunday's attack, despite calls from the Biden administration and other Western nations to avoid escalation. Fucking doubt it. If we were telling them to avoid escalation, we wouldn't be sending them fucking money and military aid.
Yeah.
So that's a self-contradicting statement right there.
100% it is, dude. But that, like, honestly, if we all...
Don't escalate, but here's a couple tanks if you need them.
As far as the American population goes, just stop paying taxes, dude. You know what I mean? Like, what's the fucking point of this, man? We're sitting here. What, gas prices are going back up. There's people fucking starving to death on the street. You know, we have fucking crime that's out of control. The border's wide open. And this guy turns around and signs almost $100 billion to send somewhere else.
Yeah. It's crazy. But here, look, okay, so under this graphic here, I'm just going to go ahead and play this video. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But even as regional tensions have surged, the international community has intensified its appeals to the West and other Western nations to condition financial support for Israel upon an increased flow of humanitarianism support into the Gaza Strip. More than 33,800 Palestinians have died since Israel began its siege and blockade of the coastal strip in early October, and United Nations officials have warned that the strip is on the brink of famine. So let me get this straight. Besides the fact that we're living in fucking fantasy land right now, you have an administration saying, hey, Israel, you are our greatest ally. We cannot sit back and let your defenses be dwindled. We applaud your retaliation to Iran retaliating against your bombing of their consulate in Damascus. And systematically, we're going to give the people that you're bombing in the Gaza Strip, we're going to increase humanitarian aid. They're at the brink of famine. We don't know why, but we're also going to give the people that is bombing you more defensive aid.
Yeah. Eat up while you can is what that says.
Am I the only sane one watching this and going, what?
Well, that's the thing, dude, is there are people who have staunchly chosen a side to support. Right. You have all these idiots running around claiming that they're apart. Like, did you see there's this middle aged fat white lady running around banging on windows, telling people she's Hamas?
Oh, is she?
I think she was trying to say hummus. But like there, you have people who are like, yes, we support Palestine. We love Hamas. We want to fucking gangbang with Hamas. Like, they have no idea how it works and that they would be murdered on site. You know what I mean? But they're like repping that shit. And same with Israel, right?
Yeah, they have an issue with pork. So
yeah, well, and then not to mention both of these groups of people are consistently tearing down American flags and setting them on fire. And it's like, yeah, well, just let it roll, you know?
Now, I'm going to bring it back to something right here because this is a great example of this. But boy, do you happen to remember a portion in the debate when somebody asked a question and they were doing the super chats because I was the only one left in the debate. It was me versus me. I was answering questions and somebody said, why would Russia, the Soviet Union, confirm that their enemies, the United States at the time, landed on the moon? Like, if they faked the whole thing, why would the Russians say that the Americans did it? And I was like, oh, it's really easy. So that way they can say that they eventually did it too.
Yeah.
And you have to say, then they say, well, does that mean that all government agencies are working together? Yes. And
yeah.
It's a game. Demonstrated to you in the last 20 minutes is exhibit fucking A.
Yeah. Yeah.
America is funding Israel, who's bombing Iran, who's bombing Gaza, who we're also giving aid to Gaza and then helping Ukraine, who is fighting to keep their stronghold of human trafficking operational in Ukraine to cover up all the embezzling that's been happening there. It's like, yes, they're all fucking working together.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% they are. Yeah, dude, it's part of the game. Like, the thing is people who ask that question, that's how you know they have some sort of faith in government, right? I have clearly zero faith in none. Government. So if you're willing to bet on the fact that government has some sort of interest in you as far as protecting you, giving you everything you need, you know what I mean? Then you're not going to make it, dude. Like, they're not coming to help. When shit does hit the fan, who do you think is going to come to our aid? Who's going to be dropping aid packages for us? Absolutely no one.
I bet you Japan. I think Japan. I've romanticized Japan a lot. I think Japan would help. Probably send like big spoilers.
You know what I mean, though. Like, what I mean, like, we're not getting pallets of goods dropped from the skies. Japan's
not dropping shit.
Nobody's dropping a fucking thing. Nobody's dropping anything for us. All right. So,
I'm really sorry, America, what you're going through, but stay on your side of the ocean. Yeah.
But you got to put into fucking perspective for people. Like, if you're willing to believe that they couldn't collaborate on a fake moon landing, then that means that you kind of have some sort of trust in the government.
Oh, facts. That's a fact. Let's go ahead and watch this video right here. It's 2 minutes.
Thousands of Palestinians with no place to go. This is the reality of Rafah, Gaza's southernmost city, once home to 275,000 people, now sheltering nearly 1.5 million.
It will be a huge problem if a ground invasion takes place in Rafah. You can see thousands of people, more than 1.5 million people in Rafah. Where can they go? We can barely find space for each other. Every tent hosts 6, 4, or 3 families instead of one. The least you can find is 2 families inside a tent. What will happen when they get into Rafah? Where can we go?
And that is the fear for those who are here after Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant met top officials last week to work on preparations for a ground invasion.
We are definitely terrified, and whoever says he's not afraid is lying. We can't go anywhere. Mawasi can't take more people, neither can Rafah. Geographically, it can't take any more. We are really worried.
For months, families displaced from the north have crammed into Rafah, living in tent camps, school-turned shelters, and homes of relatives. While some areas still look like this, much of Rafah, like the rest of Gaza, is rubble. Israeli airstrikes have repeatedly targeted the area, leveling homes and killing tens of thousands of Palestinians.
We are scared if an invasion takes place in Rafah. Where can we go? We are more than 20 people. I really dream about going back to my home. I wish I can go back to my apartment, even if it is rubble now. I'll stay in a tent there, but at my place. We are emotionally devastated.
Most people sheltering here can't go north, nor can they cross the border into Egypt, as there is nowhere left to flee. That's prompted the international community, including the US, to warn that any planned offensive by Israel would be a catastrophe. Tariq Abazoum, Al Jazeera, Rafah, southern Gaza.
You know what's really alarming about that is the first thing that they said was like almost a foreshadowing. They're like, man, what would be really terrible would be a ground invasion.
Yeah. Well, they said they're already planning one, dude. And I believe they are 100%. But here's the thing, man. When people talk about Gaza, right, and they talk about Hamas and all this other shit, and like, oh, well, Hamas is hiding weapons in schoolhouses and things like that. Dude, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I have a hard time believing the media. Especially when they tell you that this is what the military intelligence community is saying, right? They could tell you whatever the fuck you want, and you're supposed to believe it because they are the expert. And we saw how that went for fucking years, right? So when they tell you, like, oh, well, Hamas was there hiding all this stuff. Well, what's the reason for they're still continuously bombing those areas, right? That's why those people can't return there. Like, that's why that woman who said, even if she could go back to where her apartment is, even if it's rubble, she would just stay there. Well, she can't because they're continuously fucking bombing that place. Mm-hmm. And it's because they need to level that area. So they bomb some shit. Then they go in with bulldozers and they fucking move everything out of the way. There's other buildings that they can't necessarily bomb that they have fucking explosions going off in, so they can level them. And they drove all these people here, so now they can go in on a ground invasion and slaughter as many fucking people as they can. Like, we're watching them just openly genocide while we're paying for it. You know what I mean? There's no military there.
Okay, you're back.
Oh, no. I was talking a lot. I don't know where I left off.
You were talking about how she couldn't go back to her apartment if she wanted when you froze.
So it's because they're still bombing that area. So that's why she can't go back there. And they're demoing that whole area, dude. They drove all these people here to the same area. They'll plan their ground offensive. They'll go in and smoke as many as they can. And they'll claim that Hamas was hiding in all of these buildings. And, you know, now the population has dwindled even more there. If you ask me, dude, the sponsored genocide that we're taking part in, that our tax money is paying for, is playing out right in front of our eyes. And it's because Israel's going around doing shit they're not supposed to be doing. Shocker. Right? And then when they get caught, you know, they bomb the fucking consulate. Then there's a retaliation for the bombing. And now they're like, it's the last one to get caught, right? Like, you know, when you're fighting with your brother or sister and your brother punches you, you punch him back, and that's when your mom sees it. So you're busted now, right? So the bad guy still looks like the good guy. And that's what we're seeing right now, dude. It's fucking terrible to watch, man.
Exactly right. And let's go ahead and wrap the show with this. Before we do that, I'm going to go ahead and play some of our sponsors real quick. I'm going to step away just for a second because I got to use the bathroom. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pure Pet Wellness, your furry friend's new best friend. Unlock the power of nature with our organically grown hemp sourced from USA farms. Our CBD isolates and hemp oil are minimally processed for maximum purity. Pamper your pet with our premium ingredients. Organic coconut oil for antioxidant protection and moisture. Organic shea butter for supple skin. Organic MCT oil for rapid absorption. And organic bee wax to heal and shield from harsh environments. Click the link in the episode description and use promo code WBC for 25% off.
Hey hooligans, Big Country here from the Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast, reminding you to check out our affiliate with My Patriot Supply. That's right, the number one place to shop for disaster preparedness today. Go to our website, wbconspiracies.com, click on the affiliates link, and get our special link promo code that will save you some money while you stay prepared for whatever disasters the lizard people have coming your way. So head on over to wbconspiracies.com or click the link in the episode description and check out My Patriot Supply, the trusted source of self-reliance.
Hey hooligans, I'm Alex Jones, and I'm here to tell you about an exclusive offer for a powerful health product, Youngevity. Supercharge your mind, body, and spirit with this special offer. By selecting this offer, you will receive a free book from noticebooks.org. So click the link in the episode description to receive 35% off this bundled package and take back your health from the globalist elites. They're turning the freaking frogs gay. Ah!
We're back. Before we wrap up the show tonight, one thing I did want to say about Albert Pike's letter we mentioned earlier. I think this is the big difference between prophecy and fabrication. Now, when I say that, I don't mean necessarily, okay, why did I do that? I love when it does that. There we go. When I say that, I don't mean it's not happening. I mean it's not happening organically. These people that are in control of the world want it to happen at their pace instead of just letting it happen the way that it's prophesized to happen.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that before, them manufacturing these prophecies.
Right. Like with the Euphrates drying up.
Right.
That's because they built a dam. So it didn't dry up as it's prophesied to do because,
yeah,
you know, of an act of God.
Yeah, there is no divine intervention happening.
Right. And then again, this is also coming from the people who are not actually the Israelites, the true Israelites, the Hebrews.
Right.
The true Hebrews. These are the Khazarians from Khazaria, which is a portion of South Russia that's no longer Khazarian.
But he does say the state of Israel.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, he does say the state of Israel, which is who's actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I think that's part of the point, though.
Yeah.
Is it's the state of Israel that's taking place because Israel preemptively attacks people all the fucking time and nobody seems to care and they just go, oh, Holocaust.
Yep.
And we just passed 420. Shout out, Adolf. We miss you, buddy. The man who tried to save Europe. Supplemental funding bill. While public criticism of the Biden administration's support for Israel is growing.
No, that's false.
The country, which receives $3.8 billion in U.S. aid, and that's how much we give them? Fuck.
Cash money.
Has continued to enjoy strong bipartisan support among Washington legislators. Still, a $95 billion bill that would provide an additional $14 billion assistance to Israel, as well as billions more for other American allies, such as Ukraine and Taiwan, has stalled in Congress. This is obviously an old article because it passed. The U.S. Senate passed the legislation known as the Supplemental Funding Bill in February, but U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson has blocked the measure in the House of Representatives, bowing to pressure from hardline conservative members of their own Republican Party. Yes, but they caved because they know who they don't bite the hand that feeds them.
Right.
What I want to point everybody out here as we wrap the episode up. So that's $95 billion. That would provide an additional $14 billion in assistance to Israel, as well as more for more than other American allies, such as Ukraine and Taiwan. Notice how it doesn't say American citizens.
Yeah.
Notice how none of that money goes to help us.
Nope.
Notice how none of that money that is printed by the government, they fucking print it.
Yep.
Give it to somebody else. And say, you have to pay for it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, guys. Get to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's how they get paid. You know what I mean? That's how we pay the people that they owe. And let's face it, dude. Anytime there's an aid package, you really think that's for aid? No, dude. That's because fucking they own us, man. They own us. And we don't have a choice.
No choice, dude. No choice whatsoever. So we truly are on the brink of World War III. Obviously fabricated as far as I'm concerned.
100%.
100%. If anybody would like to support the show, you can do so with the link that is scrolling at the bottom of the screen. It's ko-fi.com/WBConspiracies if you just want to throw us a tip. Very easy to do. You don't have to subscribe. Wow. I'm gonna cut in that little whisper song right there. Why the fuck you hit the because I don't hit my line up, I know nothing unless you talking about something. You know this how we fucking coming, we fucking gunning, we fucking running to the money. If you want to support the show, that's a really easy way to do it. You just go to ko-fi.com/WBConspiracies. Give us $5. Tell us thumbs up. Tell us we're doing a great job. So many different ways that you could support the show. Huge mega dump coming this week on our Tavern website, wbctavern.com. A bunch of episodes are getting uploaded there. I've been kind of behind on some of it, but I'm getting caught up now. So if you want to support the show, that's one way you can do it, or you can just subscribe to the Tavern. It's just $5 a month to get you everything. We're gonna start doing some like exclusive live shows as soon as I figure out like the Telegram link, so that way when we do a live show through Telegram, the only way you'll have access through it is to be a Tavern member. So it's some really coming for the members. But Yeah, that's. I think that's it for this episode, boy. Anything else you want to say for the hooligans and hooliganettes out there?
Well, that's about it, man. Stay strapped or get clapped. Don't trust the government.
In the Constitution.
Don't talk to cops. Grow your own food.
Bingo, bango.
That's about it.
All right. All right, hooligans, hooliganettes, Schweinejuden alike. We'll see you guys next week. I've been Big Country.
I'm Boy.
Take care.